the hood and check your
battery, oil.
Yeah. What do you call that fuel that people used to burn in lamps, you know, before they had lamps?
Kerosene. I've just heard it called kerosene.
Coal?
No, I've never heard anybody use that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people might, if they needed some light in an emergency, they might make a makeshift lamp or a temporary light out of a bottle and some kerosene and, you know, rag or a wick?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's called.
Have you ever heard the word flambeau used like that?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you might call it
a flambeau.
All right, the inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the inner
tube.
And if you have a boat that you want to try out, when you're putting it in the water, you say you're going to do what to the boat as you're putting it in the water? It's just the process of putting the boat in the water.
Lowering it into the water?
Another word that begins with L is what I'm looking for.
Let's see.
I think you could say the same thing about a rocket. They're going to what the rocket?
Launch.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm talking about boats. If you're going fishing on a lake or a pond around here, what sort of boat do you use?
Oh, a small motor boat or some canoes. Just a small fishing boat.
Do you have any special name for one that you use oars with?
A rowboat.
Yeah. You ever heard of Jumbo, Bateau, Hero, any of those around?
No.
Okay. Say if you were going to make a dress, you were going to town to get material, a little square of cloth that you'd take with you, what would you call that?
A sample or a scrap.
And this adjective, if you were looking at dresses in Wyndham, you might say about a dress, well, that certainly is a dress.
It's pretty.
Mm-hmm. And the comparative of that, you might say, this is pretty, but this one's even.
A prettier.
Okay. And the superlative would be.
Prettiest.
Okay. And in the kitchen, when you're working around your waist, you wear
an apron.
Okay. And this right here, with ink, you call that a
pen.
Yeah. And a dime, you say, in terms of cents, is worth.
Oh, 10 cents.
And you keep a baby's diaper together with a
pen.
Okay. And some of these old country houses that you see, they have metal roofs.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably made of
tin.
Yeah. All right, talk about clothing. What would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Trousers and jacket and vest.
Okay, you know what for his jacket?
Coat.
What about trousers?
Pants.
All right, the verb bring might say that a delivery boy do this.
Brought.
He has you something.
Brought.
Please, give me that.
Bring.
Okay. All right, this verb, if I'm trying on a coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly
fit.
And if your old clothes are worn out, you need to go to town to buy you a, just to talk about band specifically, you know, like something he's going to wear to church,
mm-hmm.
if he needs something, he needs to go to town to buy or
a new wardrobe,
something else. Another word he might refer to is coat and
a suit.
Yeah, so put the two words together for him.
What, a new suit?
Okay. All right, if I put things in my pockets that begin to, you know, get like this, mm-hmm. you said your pockets do what?
Bulge.
Okay. And if you put a...